gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun. We know that the gospel overcomes.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, we got some conservatives lamenting, Christy.
Oh, yeah?
Got some evangelicals lamenting.
Oh, that's normal.
Well, I guess. Hey, and I understand why. I understand. I feel for them. You know, I understand. Hopefully today, maybe we can provide some encouragement. Of course, it might not result in encouragement. It might result in even more frustration. I understand that, too. But we're going to talk about what's going on right now in the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
They're lamenting Trump won South Carolina.
Right. Everyone's upset about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we live here in South Carolina, and all of our friends are upset. And I don't blame them. But at the same time, I'm looking at it a little bit differently. You're looking at it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we can do something about that. And then, of course, Trump goes up and wins Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, I call it a landslide. I don't know if, you know, if you talk about it that way in the primary system, but, you know, 46%.
Mm.
In fact, he got more than Rubio and Cruz combined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that a little bit. What we're doing on the next two broadcasts. Now, these will air. We're recording. I'm just going to be up front. Pre-recording. It's like Thursday. We got a big debate tonight. But now no one is going to hear us talking until Saturday.
Okay.
The first listeners, the first contact we make
Saturday
with the listeners on this broadcast will be Saturday, 2 days after the debate.
Right.
But it's still a few days before Super Tuesday.
Right.
So what we're talking about today, for those of you who are listening on, terrestrial radio, you know, today and tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking about what's coming up, Super Tuesday. Now, what we will do as well is post these broadcasts online Monday and Tuesday.
TrueWorldview.net.
That's where you need to go. Access online, TrueWorldview.net. So, anyway, these will be aired before Super Tuesday, but post-debate. All right? We're going to do a debate show on Friday, which, in terms of our listeners now, was yesterday.
Okay, right, that's confusing. Let's move on.
I know it. I know it. Listen, I'm a Star Trek guy. I love the space-time continuum paradoxes. I'm all about that. We've been pulled into the future. We're going to come back. We're going to, I don't know.
And save the world all at the same time.
Yeah, back to the future and, yeah, save the world. I like that. Now, a lot of folk talking about Cruz, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to provide a Christian worldview here. We're not just talking politics. We're going to try to put some principles out there.
Okay.
Just saying that, first-time listeners. A lot of folks are saying Cruz is the best hope against, Hillary or Bernie, whoever gets the nomination. And one of the reasons that they're saying that is because the establishment GOP put up, you know, Romney last time around, McCain before that, and they didn't do too well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I don't think an establishment candidate will do very well against Hillary or Bernie. But at the same time, I'm not sure Ted Cruz is going to do that well either. I don't know.
Mm.
Only because the vast majority of his vote comes from ultra-conservatives or evangelicals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, of course, the establishment, you know, they understand that. I'm not sure everybody else understands that, but they do.
I don't think so. Everyone else thinks that if, or at least that's what I'm hearing, is that if Donald Trump were to get the nomination, then basically it's over. Hillary Clinton's going to win.
Well, yeah. No, I think the establishment probably thinks that, too.
Mm-hmm.
What I meant was everybody else thinks Rubio's the best
shot.
Maybe I didn't say it right. I don't even know what I said. So let me say this, then we'll get back to what you just said.
Okay.
I don't think Rubio's the best shot either.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Rubio. Well, I don't know. I don't know if Rubio or Cruz could beat Hillary or Bernie. Let's leave Bernie out. Hillary's going to be the nominee, okay? I don't know if, you know, I used to say Hillary's going to get indicted, but she's got momentum now.
Oh, really?
The establishment over there, yeah. The Democrats, the machine, it's back behind her. Listen, unless something catastrophic happens, it's going to be Hillary, all right? Even if they don't like it as much as they did at one time, doesn't matter. That it's going to be Hillary because Bernie can't get elected. Just that ain't going to happen. All right, but anyway, what was I saying? I'm wasting a lot of time. Forgive me.
Rubio or Cruz?
Yeah, establishment thinks Rubio can win it. I don't know that he can. A lot of other conservatives think Cruz can win it. We haven't tried the conservative. There's lots of conservatives out there. Cruz can win it. I don't know that Cruz can win it.
Mm.
Now, like you said. A lot of folks you're talking to are saying what? They're saying Trump can't win it.
Right.
I think they're absolutely wrong.
I do too.
I think Trump's the only one that can win it.
The only one that can win against Hillary. That's yeah. What I think.
Now, again, am I waving the Trump flag? Am I on the Trump train? No. No, 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 no. Now, I'm not as upset as a lot of people for multiple reasons. When I say people, I'm talking about conservative Christians.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I support Trump. I mean, the main reason is no matter who gets in there, this time around, it's status quo. Nothing's going to change, really.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, Republicans, that's the problem. And I'm not being cynical. I'm trying to speak from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to that in just a moment. So I'm not going to wring my hands or lament or get all upset. So anyhow, listen, and we'll come back to why I think Trump is the likely Republican nominee. He's going to win it. He's going to be the next president. You know, unless somebody, I don't know, unless the establishment figures a way to take him out. But my point is, he's got so much momentum and popularity. Who has as much popularity and enthusiasm in his rallies and voting as Donald Trump? And the you know, everybody said we got his ceiling was 20%, then 30, then 40. Listen, there is no ceiling until the voters speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I just think he's going to win. Doesn't matter. One of the questions is, and we did a broadcast last week, can a Christian vote for Trump?
Right.
Not going to go back down that road. But how is it that some evangelicals are actually voting for Trump? Is there an explanation?
That's another big question, too. In fact, even a lot of my Facebook friends have posted statuses exactly like that. They'll say something like, hey, question for my evangelical friends that are voting for Trump. How can you vote for him when he's the one that exhibits the least amount of the fruit of the Spirit out of all of the candidates? And
and
they're asking legitimate questions, and everybody is just thinking, how can you do that?
Hey, if it's between Trump and Hillary, what will those folk do? Will they vote for Trump?
I'm not sure. I think a lot of people won't vote at all.
Okay, interesting. And listen, I have no problem with that either. Listen, I go back and forth on that issue. I talk to some of my friends, I'd vote for Trump over Hillary. And then other times I think, you know what, again, it's status quo. It's not about individuals, not about candidates, about principles. I'm just not going to vote. And then you have somebody who says, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to say anything. Well, that's not true because a no vote is just as good as a vote. I think you're saying something. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is I'm tired of a non-principled form of government. I'm you know, there's not a dime's worth of difference
but
between the two parties.
No
so
one
I
knows
want something else.
No one knows you're saying that if you're not voting.
Well, I understand, but
I'm just
answering the
people around
the objector
you.
Who says you can't speak about politics or what's happening in our country if you don't vote. Well, I certainly can. I just think that's a non-argument. It sounds good, but it's not really logical. It's fallacious. Okay? And then others are like, well, if you don't vote for Trump, then Hillary gets in. So you get better help the country and vote for Trump. I mean, if he's the nominee, well, who cares? Because, again, there's not a dime's worth of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, because folk have heard me, well, you're changing your tone. No. I think in terms of one of the big issues for me, war, Trump more than any of them, whether it's Hillary, Bernie, or the other Republicans, Cruz, Rubio, even Ben, or who's the other one? Kasich. Trump is less apt to go to war than any of them.
I think people don't realize that. I hear people all the time saying, oh, no, he's going to go to war. Maybe they just don't know what he thinks about the issue.
Well, a lot of Christians, and I've heard this all over the place, they think, and listen, we're going to talk about this too, the hit pieces are out now.
Mm.
Now that Trump is on the roll, Looks like he's going to sweep maybe, or at least mop up on Super Tuesday. Everybody's out, whether it's the Democrats, the GOP establishment, even the evangelicals, all the hit pieces are out. And they're saying he's a lunatic, he's crazy, you don't know what he's going to do, you can't trust him. How would you trust him with the football, you know, the nuclear codes? And I try to explain to everyone I see, listen, Trump's not crazy. I'm not a Trump fan. You know, he's got a, you know, his character's not what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't vote for Trump in the primary either, by the way. We'll get to that in a minute, maybe. Well, I just go ahead and say I voted for Rand. He was on the ballot. Rand Paul, that's my guy, sending a message. Everybody, why'd you do that? You wasted your vote. No, I voted for Liberty. I voted for Liberty. Now, if Rand wouldn't have been on the ballot, I had decided, you know what, I can't vote for Trump in good conscience. And can't vote for these other guys. Probably shouldn't have voted at all, but I would have voted for Ben Carson, because he's honest.
Right.
That's it. That's where I'm at. But, so either, you know, Rand or Ben or nobody. Although I don't like, you know, Ben's stance on some things, but I think he's an honest guy.
Right.
He's not bought. He's going to look at it and maybe learn and grow. Anyway, I'm getting off track. What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about.
I can't even remember.
People, the media bashing Trump.
Well, that, yeah, the hit pieces. I say he's not crazy. This is all his public persona. It's campaigning. It's marketing. It's theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people say privately he's one of the nicest guys. I know people who know people who've worked for him personally. They say he's a great boss.
Mm-hmm.
Bonuses, friendly. He goes down to the kitchen. He drinks the same coffee that everybody else drinks. I mean, he's a great guy. And again, as far as having his finger on the nuclear button, he's the only one saying he don't want to go to war.
Right.
So I'm just saying it would be, if you're looking for something different, if you're looking for a change, if you're looking, quote unquote, bring America back to freedom, which is what we need. And this is one of the principles that I would talk about as a Christian. In other words, we're New Covenant believers. How does the New Covenant apply to a civil society? You know, there's some principles that flow from that. You know, limited government, freedom, individual liberty, right?
Right.
Tolerance of others, peace, right? Free markets. Those are all rooted in Christian dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point I'm making. So what we want is freedom. You see what I'm saying?
I see that.
So, one of the definitions of insanity is doing something over and over and over again without a different result, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you vote for the establishment, whether it's Hillary or Rubio or Cruz or whoever, you get the same thing. I'm not upset. Do I sound upset?
No.
Yeah, good. So let's talk, not issues, not candidates. Let's talk principles. And we'll do more about it. More about it. That didn't even sound right. We'll talk more about it. And maybe by that, we'll get something done about it, right?
All right.
All right, after the break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ed Stetzer.
Hi, I'm John Stone Street.
And we are Breakpoint this week. We're going to have conversations about culture and about context and about mission.
It's your weekly briefing on what's going on in the world and how to understand it from a Christian worldview in light of the mission of Jesus Christ.
Ed Stetzer joins John Stone Street. It's an all-new Breakpoint this week with John, Ed, and guests every weekend right here.
Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
You are never too old to grow in your faith.
The golden years. It's a great period of life to experience God.
And the Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove in Asheville invites you to experience God. There are hymn sings and seminars planned for folks just like us. There are also beautiful mountain surroundings, rocking chair porches, and delicious meals. Whether you come for one day or a few, senior events at The Cove are times of renewal, encouragement, and Christian fellowship. All the details are at thecove.org. That's thecove.org.
Christian Talk 660.
I'm free. Well, I want to be free. And we're freer than a lot of folk. But freedom's eroding. Freedom is elusive all of a sudden in this country. Let me ask you a question, Christy.
You're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, well, it's not a hard question. The principle of individual liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I'm not hurting someone else, leave me alone, government. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yes.
And we could elaborate, but we don't have time. The principle of limited government. In other words, not forcing me.
Mm-hmm.
Not oppressing me.
Mm-hmm.
The principle of tolerance, tolerating others who disagree with me, not saying that they're right, but living civilly with one another. In other words, religious freedom,
mm-hmm.
freedom of speech, those kinds of things. So individual liberty, limited government, tolerance, peace,
mm-hmm.
you know, not blowing up people, not killing people for political reasons. The principle of free markets. Why should the government tell me who I can trade with and who I can't trade with? Why should the government tell me I can sell some stuff to this individual or buy some stuff from that individual or not buy some stuff from that person or not sell some stuff to that person? See what I'm saying? Those are all principles. Now, what's wrong with those principles?
Nothing.
What's unchristian about those principles?
Nothing. In fact, I would say they are very Christian principles rooted in
yeah.
the New Covenant.
So if those principles are right and good and true, if those principles are Christian, wouldn't the opposite of those things be not Christian, not right,
right.
in other words, wrong, evil?
Mm-hmm.
And so wouldn't, you know, the opposite of individual liberty, which is what? Non-liberty, oppressing others, enslaving others, wouldn't the opposite of limited government be big government and government control of whatever, your life, the economy, you know, ownership, those kinds of things? Tolerance, opposite of that is what? Intolerance. We don't believe in religious freedom. We don't believe in freedom of speech. Opposite of peace, war, indiscriminate killing. Opposite of free markets, regulated markets, so you can't do whatever you need to do except the government, you know, allows it if it decides to allow it. See, these are the principles I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be ugly, but, you know, everybody wants to talk about how the Republicans, establishment, for example, they believe in individual liberty. Well, to a point.
Mm.
They believe in limited government. They don't believe in limited government. Look at how much our government's expanded. Look at where we are now. What have the Republicans done to halt the expansion and the growth of government?
I don't know. Not much, I guess.
Nothing. Maybe here or there for about 2 weeks. You can laugh.
Okay.
You don't have to. Anyway, I'm just talking about Christian. Now, what can we expect? We're talking about Super Tuesday. But we got to be Christian about it. So, what can we expect going forward? Well, as I said a moment ago, you know, Jeb's out, right? Trump wins South Carolina. Trump wins Nevada. We're already seeing it, so this is not like I'm some prognosticator. But you can see, we were talking about this a couple of days mm-hmm. ago, though, if you recall. You can see the establishment's going to try to coalesce behind Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz is collapsing, and the attacks on Trump are just going to be ramped up. That's what we can expect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, even Bernie Sanders, did you hear, was it last night, calling Trump a racist?
Well,
now, I'm not a Trump fan.
Well, not last night.
Was it not last night? Was it the night before? Oh, yeah. So it's like Wednesday night, right? Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm not a Trump fan. He's on what, his third wife?
I don't know.
You know, but
well,
he's not a
racist.
Not
just Bernie Sanders is calling him a racist.
Oh,
a lot of
people
are calling
yeah.
him racist because of what he thinks about what he wants to do about immigration.
Yeah. Well, what he said is he wants to put a pause on Muslim immigration because
right.
it's the Muslims who are committing the terrorist acts and want to figure out where the breakdown is in our immigration system. And once we get that figured out and fixed, then we can open it back up.
Right.
Agree or disagree, that's not racist.
I read an article that said he was a racist and he's hateful and he's a bigot and all these things. And how can you,
well,
you can't vote for him?
He's not a bigot. I heard him defend this. I read a piece where his wife was defending him as well. And, you know, sometimes he says ugly things to women.
Mm.
I don't agree with him doing that. But that doesn't mean, you know, he's anti-women or misogynist or whatever. He said ugly thing about this individual who happens to be in some group. And see, we can't think of people in groups. We have to think of people as individuals.
Mm.
And this is what she said about her husband. This is Trump's wife. She said, "You're a human being."
Mm.
I've heard Trump, you know, say ugly things to men. He's an equal opportunity offender. So I'm not defending him being an offender, but I am saying he's not a racist or a bigot. He's just ugly sometimes. That's all. He's a jerk.
Which is sad. That is true.
Sad.
He is a jerk.
And he's a jerk to everyone is all I'm trying to say. Oh, me. But everybody's in panic mode, right? Everybody's in panic mode. But see,
I was going to say especially the evangelicals.
Well, yeah. There you go. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Everyone is... They're just so disappointed. Oh, no, what are we going to do? And how can this happen? I'm so disappointed in South Carolina that we did this.
Yeah, and then if we get our guy in, then we're really going to have some real change. And because we can't get our guy in, we're not going to have any change. Well, it seems to me when you get on that road, you're putting way too much trust in government. What do you think?
Oh, well, I agree. Not enough trust in God. Because even if Hillary Clinton were to become the next president, we still shouldn't be in panic mode because we know the king of the universe. We don't need to be so concerned about who's the
the
president when we have God on our side.
Well, that's right, and I agree with that
100%. And he's sovereign.
Yeah, that's right. And the opposite side of that coin is the notion that if we get the right guy in, things are going to really change. That's just not true.
Right.
See, what we have to do, we've got some homework to do as Christians. We've got to realize that a lot of Christians have failed in terms of influence in this culture in the marketplace of ideas, and that's because we failed in the area of evangelism and apologetics and defending the faith and promoting a Christian worldview in every area of life. What we've done is either hunkered down, gone behind the wall, said, "Leave us alone," or we've developed an adversarial relationship, and so we're fighting about issues, but we're not spreading the gospel. Once you spread the gospel has implications for everything, the way you live, but also politics.
Right. We can't expect real change unless the people want it. And right now, if people that don't know Christ, they're not going to want the change that the Christians want to bring about.
That's right.
And so... You can't force people to through the government to make this real change unless the people want it, because then you have a tyrannical ruler coming from, if he's trying to implement his principles, even if they're right and true principles, you can't do that unless that's what the people want.
That's right. The government is like a train right now. Let's say it's a freight train with, you know, 10 cars behind it, passenger train. And, you know, you get the person in that you want, well, things might be a little bit better for a little while on this particular passenger car. The rest of the cars are still got massive problems, but the entire train is still barreling down the track and toward the bridge that's out, and it's about to go over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we got to do is stop the train, not the Trump train. Here's what I'm saying. I don't care if you stop the Trump train or not. At this point, I don't care if Hillary wins or not, because it's not about Hillary. It's not about Trump. It's about the train of where the American government is going. It's going to go over the cliff. Once it does, the whole country's over the cliff. We're all done. And the only thing that's going to stop it is not fixing one car here or there for a little bit of time. We got to stop the whole train. The only way you do that is to change the thinking of a nation, and the only way you do that is the gospel.
Right. Don't you wish people got more as excited and even more excited and rally and passionate about sharing the gospel with others as they are
yes.
right now about not getting Trump in office?
That's right.
The evangelicals all over Facebook, they're posting, oh, can't believe that we have Donald Trump, that he won. What if people were that vigorous about sharing Christ
yeah.
with their unsaved friends and family members?
Oh, man. That's what we need.
Right.
And look, maybe I'm guilty. I mean, I'm excited about the gospel. I'm excited about the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we're all guilty of that.
I talk about him more than, you know, a lot of folk. But yeah, I get focused on other things. And look, you know me, I do talk about the politics. Obviously, those who mm-hmm. listen to me hear me talk about the politics. The main reason I keep going back, because sometimes, if I could only get Rand Paul in there, or Ron Paul. Yeah, no, they're not going to make that big of a difference. Although, I'm part of the process,
mm-hmm.
and I'm voting principle when I vote for, say, a Ron Paul, because he's not wanting power over others. He's about liberty. He'd do what he can. But I don't think he's the solution.
Mm.
Jesus is the solution.
Right, exactly.
And I'm not just, you know, trying to, oh, yeah, we Christians, Jesus is the solution. Yeah. No, I'm trying to say you got to change hearts and lives. Because one man can't make a difference in the Oval Office. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
At this point. Train's still going down the track. So mm-hmm. remember the illustration. But even in this cycle, while I don't have a horse in the race, you know, even Ben Carson, I'm not like saying I'm a big Ben Carson supporter. I'm just saying I decided I couldn't vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I couldn't vote for the other guys because I don't think they're very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to, you know, say why not. So, mm-hmm. well, the only one who's got, at least to me, the most integrity is Carson. So that's why I said, well, I'll probably vote for him. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Maybe I shouldn't have voted for anybody, but except for Rand. I did vote for Rand, so I feel good about that.
Okay, you're rambling.
I am rambling. Point I'm trying to make. Where was I going with all that?
The train going down the mountain, and you got to turn the train around.
The reason I talk about politics now, and I know you don't like that, maybe you're okay with it now. But to me, yeah, I care about people hurting and where we're going. But in terms of my interest in politics and talking about it and watching the debates, which, you know, we'll watch the Thursday night debate and all that, it's like a sporting event.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the back and forth. I like it. And I like Trump has been entertaining. That's why I talk about Trump a lot. Who is more entertaining than Donald Trump? Don't like the man?
He's fun to watch.
But he's fun
but
to
I
watch.
Still think-
I don't like Tom Cruise personally, but I like some of his movies. Not all of them. Some of them I can't watch because of the rating. But some of them I do, and they're great. That's where I'm coming from.
All right.
Now, Super Tuesday's coming. Trump is either going to sweep or mop up one or the other. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archive broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.